Bulletproof backpacks are made by a company called Amendment 2 in Utah, and they've been making them for quite some time, but they say until now it's been mainly preppers who have been getting these backpacks. There's a show now about preppers, or the folks who believe the end of the world is coming, and or a big disaster is coming, and that they're building bunkers either underneath their suburban home or out in the woods, that they're the ones who have been buying these backpacks that are bulletproof. They look like regular backpacks. They make Avenger ones. They make Disney Princess backpacks. But they say now, within the last week since the Connecticut shooting, that they have just been bombarded by calls from parents around the country wanting to buy these bulletproof backpacks. Now, law enforcement specialists say, wait a second, this isn't going to do you a whole lot of good. If your backpack is bulletproof, but you're not wearing an actual fitted piece of ballistic body armor, nonetheless, parents are saying they want to do anything that they think might help their kids, and they're now buying these backpacks. They've even crashed the website for this company. This company saying, we're not going out there and advertising, taking advantage of Connecticut. They say people are coming to us. They found us online. They're talking about us on Facebook and Twitter, and now they want to buy our backpacks.
Alex, I'm certainly not poo-pooing the product, but there is something to say for, you know, you got to be careful about this false sense of security that one might think your child would have by sending them to school with one of these things.
Well, sure. This company uses a material they call rhino hide that they say is bulletproof, but anybody who's ever worn a bulletproof vest knows bulletproof vests are not completely bulletproof unless you get absolute war-type armor, which is much thicker and much heavier. And that it typically has to be fitted to you, that it's got to be almost like an undershirt tight and fitted to the person who's wearing it. Any police officer listening right now has been fitted for their bulletproof vest, and it fits them and fits them only. To just have a backpack on that your child would only be wearing on their back, most likely, may only be wearing to and from school. Otherwise, it might be in a locker. It might be on the ground in the classroom. That's where some parents are saying, wait a second. They also just don't want their kid to have to deal with carrying a piece of ballistic gear every day to school that puts too much pressure on them. They say, let's figure out how to solve this problem elsewhere.